So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
好，我们来到主面前祷告。
Father, this is your world.
父啊，这是你的世界。
And we thank you that you are good and you do good.
我们感谢主，你是良善的，你所行的尽都良善。
And Father, we thank you that even though we come from two different cultures,
我们感谢你，虽然我们来自两个不同的文化背景。
We have the same God,
我们有同一位上帝,
and the same Lord,
同一位主。
Father, we thank you that we are one in Jesus Christ.
感谢你，我们在基督里合而为一。
And Father, we thank you for your word.
我们为着你的道感谢你。
The grass withers and the flower fades.
虽然花凋谢，草枯干。
But the word of our God abides forever.
但主的道永远长存。
We pray that you would open it up to us tonight.
求你今天再一次开启你的道。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
After the second message today,
今天第二篇信息之后呢,
one of the sisters came up to me.
有一个姊妹到我这儿。
And she said,
她说,
It's possible because of our different religious backgrounds.
我们因为我们不同的宗教的背景，所以可能
to take the teaching of God's decree,
就把有关神的谕旨的教导
and use it to excuse our behavior,
用这个神的谕定来为自己的不好的行为找借口。
And to commit sin and to say I was just doing God's will.
然后犯了罪，然后说这是神所预定的，我在施行神的谕旨啊。
Well, so in light of our first three messages together,
根据前面的三篇信息一块儿。
I want to draw out some practical applications for us from these truths.
我要从前面的三篇信息找到一些实际的运用的真理。
The first one is very simple.
第一个非常的简单。
And that is we are all fully responsible for our actions.
就是我们各自对自己的行为要负完全的责任。
Even though the Bible teaches us,
虽然圣经教导我们,
that God is absolutely sovereign over the actions of human beings,
神对我们人类的行为他是绝对有主权，他主宰万有的。
It does not nullify our responsibility for our actions.
这并不否定我们对自己的行为要负责任。
To use the illustrations that we looked at this morning,
用我们今天早上举的一个例子。
We could say Joseph's brothers, although second causes in God's plan,
我们可以说约瑟的这些兄弟，他们是在神的计划当中的次因，中间的途径，达到神目的的途径。
They were morally responsible for their behavior.
但是他们在道德上仍然对他们所做的坏事要负责任。
And even though Jesus was crucified according to the predetermined plan of God,
尽管主耶稣照着神的谕旨与先见被钉十字架了。
Those who betrayed him,
那些出卖他的,
unjustly accused him,
还有诬告他的人,
and ultimately crucified him,
最后钉他十字架的人,
are completely responsible for their actions.
这些人对他们自己的行为都要负完全的责任。
It is never right for us,
我们不可以这么说,
to excuse our behavior,
我们不能为自己的行为找开脱借口。
Using the sovereignty of God,
用神的主权、神的预定作为开脱的理由。
The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10,
在灵后第五章第十节说，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
So the second thing I'd like to say,
好，第二件事情我要讲的呢，
is that my actions as second causes.Have significance.
就是我的行动啊，我的行动就算次因，就是第二原因是有后果、有意义、要负责任的。
Some people hear the teaching on God's decree or God's providence.
Some
people hear the teaching.
有些人听了这个教导，神的谕旨啊，神的预定啊，神的拣选啊，有关这方面的教导，听了之后
，and they conclude.
他们就做结论了。
Well, I'm just a robot.
我不过是个机器人啊。
or what I do doesn't make any difference.
我做的或好或坏无所谓啊，都没有责任啊。
The Bible never leads us to believe that.
圣经从来不这样子误导我们。
In fact, the Bible leads us to believe just the opposite.
相反的，圣经教导我们另外一个结论。
Our actions are important.
我们的行为是重要的。
And our actions are significant.
我们的行为是有后果的，要负责的。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章第十节。 但如今借着我们救主,
no, 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 chapter 2, sorry.
Chapter 2, 第二章, sorry.
No, no. Can you look it up in your Bible?
Okay, I will do it. Okay. 提摩太后书的第二章, 第几节, which verse?
2 Timothy 2:10.
第十节, 我读给大家听,
sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. 所以我为选民凡事忍耐。
And notice carefully what Paul says here.
好，请注意啊，第二章第十节保罗说的话啊，这里。
He says, "I endure all things."
他说，我为选民凡事忍耐。
For the sake of the elect.
我是为选民啊，神所拣选的百姓，凡事忍耐。
Some people want to say,
有些人要说,
well, if God has his elect,
神既然拣选了他的百姓, 他有他的选民嘛,
then why do I need to pray or why do I need to evangelize?
那我还需要祷告, 我还需要传福音吗? 不需要了吗?
Paul actually says, I endure all things for the elect.
但保罗却说, 我为神的选民啊, 凡事要忍耐。
He doesn't just say they're elect, they're going to be saved no matter what I do.
他没有说, 既然他们是神的选民, 他们是迟早要得救吗? 不管我做什么, 我干什么都行吗? 不。
Then when Paul says, I endure all things,
但保罗说, 我凡事忍耐,
Paul's ministry was marked by suffering.
保罗的服事充满了苦难啊。
He was shipwrecked 3 times.
他三次船翻了,
imprisoned multiple times.
他被下到监狱不晓多少次,
he was beaten a number of times.
他被打很多次,
lived a life of hardship.
他这一辈子受了许多的苦,
and he said, all of those things I suffer gladly.
他说这些事情我欢喜快乐的忍受,
for the sake of those whom God has chosen,
为了神的选民, 我愿意受苦,
so that they too will obtain eternal life.
好叫他们也可以得着呢在基督里的救恩和永恒的生命。
In other words, Paul saw his life,
换言之, 保罗看到他自己的生命,
as a means by which God accomplished his purpose for the elect.
是一个途径, 借着这个第二因, 借着他的生命, 神可以成全他的旨意, 来拣选呼召他的选民。
He did not conclude that his life was meaningless and his ministry was meaningless.
他没有下结论说, 我的生命没有意义啊, 我这些服事都无所谓啊, 他没有这样下结论。
Let me illustrate this in a more homely way.
好, 让我再讲得更亲切一点啊。
Look at Psalm 139 verse 16.
我们再看诗篇139篇第16节。 我未成形的体质, 你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子, 我尚未度一日, 你都写在你的册上了。
So does this passage teach that God's ordained the number of days that we're going to live?
好, 这一段经文教不教导, 神已经预定了我们在世上的年日有多长啊, 有没有?
Is there any possibility that you're going to die one day before God said?
有没有可能你会提早一天死掉? 就是神所预定比他早一天死, 会不会?
No. Is there any chance you're going to live one day after God said?
或者你可以比神所预定的限期更长一天? 多活一天, 可不可能?
God determined your days before you even had one.
没有, 神早就定了你的寿数, 你还没活出来, 他已经定了。
Now take a look at Job 14:5.
再看约翰约伯记14章第5节, 人的日子既然限定, 他的月数在你那里, 你也判定他的界限, 使他不能越过。
And so our days are numbered, right there.
我们的年数, 神都定了,
God has set the limit, we cannot pass it.
神已经限定了他的界限, 我不能超越。
Do you actually believe that?
你信不信? 信不信? Okay.
So, imagine that I'm up here preaching to you.
好, 想象我现在正在这里向你讲道,
and I start to have a heart attack.
我突然心脏病。
I grab my chest.
我抓着我的心脏。
And I got pain down my arm.
我手上痛。
And a shortness of breath.
我呼吸急迫。
And I say, help me, I'm having a heart attack.
救命啊, 我心脏病发作了。
And would you say,
你会不会说,
your days are numbered.
感谢主, 你的限期到了, 大限已尽。
I'm not going to help you.
我不会帮助你的。
I don't want to thwart God's plan.
我不要挫折神的计划。 神对你的预定。
I hope that you would not say that.
但愿你不要这样子啊。
I hope that you would jump to your feet.
我盼望你赶快跳起来。
Rush up to the front.
跑到前面来。
And start giving me CPR.
赶快给我人工呼吸。
Why somebody else calls 911.
或者有些人打911。
And if I go,
如果我走了,
that was God's time. But if you give me CPR,
但你给我人工呼吸的话,
and you get the ambulance here on time,
你赶快把那救护车叫来的话,
then that was God's time too.
那也是神的时间啊。
Now let me just tell you, I want you to eagerly try to save my life if I should have a heart attack.
如果有心脏病，你要赶快的、迫切的要救我的命。
So your actions have significance.
所以你的行动有后果,
you don't just conclude that since God has a plan that I don't need to do anything.
你并不这样做结论，下结论说神有计划，神都预定了，我就不用管你了。不。
The third thing that we need to say,
好, 第三件事情我们要说的,
is that our actions are governed by the revealed will of God, not God's providence.
好, 我的行动不当受 在神护理之下的环境支配，乃当顺从神显明的旨意。
Some people hear that God is in control of all things.
有些人听到，哦，神掌管万有，他护理一切。
And they start to try to figure out what His providential will is.
他们就开始自己来分析神对他的护理，对他的神的计划是什么。
God has revealed His will to us.
神已经把他的旨意向我们显明了。
And He's revealed it to us in His holy word.
就在圣经里向我们显明了。
And so my actions are governed by what's in here.
所以我的行动应当受在他的道中的话语的限制。
Not by God's unfolding providence.
而不是借着环境神的护理安排，这些环境的支配，不。
There are a number of sub-points that we need to draw out.
下面有几个次要的重点，我们需要看一看。
We can't interpret the will of God by trying to interpret the providence of God.
我们不能用神护理之下的环境上的安排来解读神的对我们的旨意。
There have been times in my ministry
在我的服事当中啊，有时候
where somebody will come to me and they'll say, Pastor, I'm getting a divorce.
牧师啊，我要离婚啦。I'm
getting a divorce.
我要离婚啦。That's
all?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Chinese short.
It seems very long to me sometimes. And I will say, well, what grounds do you have?
我会回答说，你凭什么要离婚？你有什么理由？
And they'll say, well, God brought somebody else into my life that I've fallen in love with.
神把另外一个人带到我生命当中，所以我跟他坠入爱河了。
And so they want to blame God for their disobedience.
所以他们要把这个责任，他把自己不顺服神的责任推卸到神的身上，神带领来的。
And I'll say, well, Scripture doesn't give you any grounds for a divorce.
我说圣经不给你任何的离婚的理由啊。
And then they'll say, well, Pastor, God wouldn't have done this unless He wanted me to marry this person.
他们就回答，牧师啊，如果神不要我跟他结婚，怎么会把这个人带到我生命当中呢？这是神的安排啊。
Understand very clearly. We are accountable to the Word of God. We can't try to discern God's will by the circumstances of our life. Deuteronomy 29:29.
唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们的子孙，好叫我们遵行着律法上的一切话。
And so the secret things belong to God. The things that He's revealed belong to us.
他所显明的，这是属我们的。
Psalm 119:105.
诗篇119:105. 你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
That's the light that we live by.
这是我们应当照着去生活的亮光, 就是神的道。
I'd like to tell you a biblical story that illustrates this very point. In David's life,
在大卫的生命中,
he knew that God had was going to anoint him to be king.
他知道神将要恩膏他做以色列下一任的王。
And he knew that Saul's kingdom was going to come to an end.
他也知道扫罗的国度即将没落。
And at this point, Saul had tried to kill David on a couple of occasions.
那这个时候呢，扫罗多次想要夺大卫的性命。
And David was on the run in the wilderness.
大卫在旷野里头东奔西跑，逃避扫罗的追赶。
And so David and his men are hiding in a cave.
所以大卫跟随他的人躲在一个洞里头。
And Saul and his men are out looking for David.
扫罗跟他的人呢，跟他士兵在后面追逐。
And then Saul has to relieve himself.
扫罗尿急了，想要小便。
Saul has to relieve himself.
Yeah, I said it.
Okay, all right.
Very clearly.
Okay. And so Saul actually amazingly goes into the cave that David and his men are hiding in.
很奇妙的，他进到了大卫和他的跟随他的人躲藏的山洞里，就在那。
As David's men see Saul coming into the cave all by himself,
当大卫这些人呢躲在洞后面，看到扫罗一个人进到洞来，
they say, "Look, God's delivered him into your hands."
他说：“感谢主啊，神把扫罗交在你的手里了。”
They were interpreting God's will.
他们在解读神的旨意
by the circumstances.
借着环境来明白神的旨意。
And David said, no,
大卫说,
I will not stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed.
我不会伸手攻击神的受膏者。
David operated on a clear biblical principle,
大卫借着神的话语而生活行动。
Where his men wanted him to act according to circumstance.
但是这些大卫跟随他的人却要他照着环境外面的安排来
And so even though God does in fact lead us through the providential dealings of life,
虽然尽管神有时候借着外面的环境的安排来引导我们，没错啊,
we operate according to the clear objective word of God.
但是我们还是要照着神清楚的客观的原则，神的话语的原则来行事。
When it comes to determining the will of God,
当 我们要决定神的旨意的时候,
we have to make a distinction between God's sovereign or decreed will.
我们必须分辨清楚神预定的旨意，就环境的安排，和神显明的命令，就道德规范不一样。And
God's revealed moral will.
就是神显明的有关道德的这些规范命令。God's
sovereign decreed will.
神所预定的旨意，就环境的安排啊。
Is secret.
是隐藏的, 我们不知道, 这些安排,
God's revealed moral will is given to us in the Word of God.
但是神所显明的命令, 这些有关道德的规范, 是清楚的, 在圣经已经启示给我们, 知道的。
And so our duty is always determined on what we know clearly to be in God's Word.
就我们的责任是遵行神已经借着 已经向我们显明的白纸黑字写下来清楚的旨意。 在圣经里。
Next, we must make sure that we don't try to read God's heart.
哦，下一个是我们必须要小心啊，不要读神的心意。
By reading God's providence.
哦，换言之，就借着神环境上的安排来解读神的心意。
In other words, we don't look at the circumstances of our life.
换言之，我们不看我们的环境，这些发生的事情。
And then conclude that God either loves us or hates us based on those circumstances.
然后根据这些环境发生在我们身上的事情，就下结论了，神爱我或者神不爱我，神怎么不。
Job actually fell into this error.
约伯就犯了这个错误。
And I'd like to read a couple of those examples.
我们看看看看几个例子。
Job chapter 6 verses 1 to 4.
约伯第六章一到四节。约伯回答说，唯愿我的烦恼称一称，我一切的灾害放在天平里，现今都比海沙更重，所以我的言语急躁，因全能者的箭射入我身，其毒我的灵喝尽了，神的惊吓摆阵攻击我。
Where would Job get the idea that God's arrows had sunk into him?
约伯是怎么认为神的箭已经刺到他心里去了？他是从哪里得到这种想法的？
Where would Job get the idea that the terrors of God had come against him?
他哪里得到想法？神的惊吓都摆阵攻击他，哇，神在攻击他，他怎么想的？为什么？
He made those conclusions.
他跳到这样的结论。
On the basis of the bad things that had happened in his life.
因为他经历到这些倒霉的事情，他发生那么多的意外，所以他以为神如此。
But is it actually true that God shot his arrows into Job?
是不是真的神射箭射到约伯身上呢？是不是？
Job doesn't know what happened in the first two chapters.
约伯记第一、第二章，他不知道在他身上为什么这些事情会发生，他不明白。
And he was trying to read God's heart towards him.
所以他想要解读神的心意。
By the circumstances of his life.
他借着在外面发生的环境，发生在他身上的事情，要解读神的心意。
And he was incorrect.
所以他的结论就错了。
So many times God's people.
常常神的百姓。
Will look at the circumstances of their life.
看到周围发生在他们世上的事情。
And they will conclude, God must not like me.
他们就下结论，神不喜欢我了。
God doesn't love me.
神不爱我了。
And that simply is not true.
但是这不是事实。
Chapter 7 of Job.
约伯记第七章。
Verses 19 to 21.
Do I have it? 约伯记第七章的 which verse?
7.
第七节我读给大家听。
19.To 21.
Okay, I don't have it here. 十九节到二十一节，我读，大家注意听。十九节，你到何时才转眼不看我，才任凭我咽下吐沫呢？查验人的主啊，我若有罪，与你何妨？为何以我当作你的箭靶子？是我厌弃自己的性命呢？为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪孽？我现今要躺卧在尘土中，你要殷勤地寻找我，我却不在了。
When you want to know how God feels about you,
当你要明白神对你的印象如何的时候，
When you want to know what God thinks of you,
你要知道神怎么看你的时候。
You don't look at the circumstances of your life.
你不看你周围的环境，一辈子发生在你身上的事情来定夺。
Adversity and prosperity both come from the hand of God.
不论是灾是祸，都是灾祸或是福分，都是从神的手而来的。
When you want to know what God thinks of you,
当你要明白神怎么想你，怎么看你的时候，
look to the cross.
你要看十字架。
Look to what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. It's the cross of Jesus that's the exposition of the Father's heart towards you. The cross reminds us that the Father loves us. And even though tribulation may come,
虽然患难会临到我们,
and hunger and famine,
也许是饥荒, 也许是饥饿会临到,
and suffering,
或者苦难,
nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so the heart of God is revealed to us in the Word of God. Next, we must not attempt to understand the specific purpose of God in any given providential act of God.
Oh, this,
remember Joseph from the story earlier today.
再记得我们今天讲过的约瑟的故事啊。
What if Joseph would have just simply focused on being sold into slavery?
如果他成天就想到的是我被卖为奴隶啊,
he could have asked himself, what is God doing?
他可以问自己, 神在干什么?
Could he actually have figured out what God was doing by just looking at that one event?
他可不可以就借着这一件事情, 我被卖为奴隶, 借着这件事情来了解神所做的,
there's
神的计划呢?
There's no way he could have possibly figured out what God was doing. Because that event was connected to the next event, which was connected to the next event, and the next event.
下一件事件,下一个发生事情,都连在一块儿,
God was doing far more things in Joseph's life than Joseph could have ever figured out from any single event. And oftentimes we're so short-sighted. We see something that happens to us. It's painful, it's unpleasant.
很痛苦, 很不快乐,
we want to know, what is God doing?
我们就知道神在干什么啊?
And the fact is that we don't know the fullness of what God is doing. Not only was God saving a nation through Joseph, but he was preserving the messianic line for the redemption of his people. There's no way Joseph could have seen all the implications of what God was doing. And so the purposes of God are hidden from us until their due time. But even when we begin to understand maybe some of the things God was doing, there's no way this side of eternity we can understand the fullness of what God was doing. And so our view of God's purpose is limited. And it's distorted. And so our job is to trust. Not to try to calculate. When we try to figure out all the details of what God is doing, we don't have the ability to understand it. Some of you have suffered in life. And you look back and you say to yourself, well, I know that God did this and this. And I see how He's worked things out for good. But that only scratches the surface. God has done so much more, is doing so much more.
神做的远远超过, 而且他正在做, 超过你所能想所求的。
And so we're exhorted in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6.
所以在箴言第三章5到6节, 神的话告诉, 你要专心仰赖耶和华, 不可依靠自己的聪明, 在你一切所行的事上都要认定他, 他必指引你的路。
In the late 1700s,
在18世纪的末期,
there was a Christian hymn writer,
有一个基督徒的, 作家, 作曲家,
named William Cooper,
叫做这个名字, Cooper.
And he suffered from depression.
他常常会有忧郁症,
and early in his life,
他早年的时候,
he tried to take his life on two occasions.
两次他想要自杀。
In those days, when somebody tried to take their life,
那个早期啊, 有人如果要自杀的话,
they were put into an asylum.
他们就把他放到神经病院。
And so William Cooper was put into an asylum.
所以Cooper呢, 被关到神经病院里头去。
He was later released.
后来他们把他放了。
And became friends with a pastor named John Newton.
这个叫做Newton, John Newton.
John Newton wrote Amazing Grace.
就奇异恩典就John Newton写的。
And John Newton befriended William Cooper.
John Newton呢, 就跟Cooper做了朋友, 两个做朋友。
William Cooper continued to suffer from depression.
这个Cooper呢, 继续的患忧郁症, 很痛苦。
And John Newton continued to just patiently befriend him.
这个牧师John Newton就继续的跟他要好，做朋友，帮助他。
One of the hymns that William Cooper gave us,
Cooper呢后来写了一首曲,
is God Moves in a Mysterious Way.
就是神在奇妙的动工。
Listen to these lines.
看看他所写的。
Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter and he will make it plain.
小信怀疑令人盲目，不见恩手其功，那是神是他自己的解释者。今日虽然无法试透，那日必水落石出。
And so as we go through life,
所以当我们经历生命,
we need to remember that God is doing so many more things than we could ever imagine.
我们必须要了解神所做的事情远远超过我们所能明白的。
And we need to trust Him.
我们需要信靠信赖他。
Can you actually trust a God who would give His Son to die for you?
你能否信靠这一位甘心舍弃他独生子来拯救你的神? 你能信靠他吗?
The next reminder for us
好,下一个我们需要
is that divine providence is not meant to paralyze me, it's meant to empower me.
神的护理之功并非是要使我瘫痪, 乃是要使我得力。
Over the last 18 years,
过去18年来,
when I've taught about the sovereignty of God, God's decree and God's providence,
当我教导神的预定,神的护理等等,
there are two questions that people always ask me.
这些会众总是问我两个问题。
If God's in control of all things,
如果神护理掌管万有,
why evangelize?
你干嘛还传福音啊?
And why pray?
干嘛祷告?
The short answer,
这个短的答案是,
is God said so.
因为神叫你祷告, 神叫你传福音。
As Christians, that's actually all we need.
这是基督徒, 我们就需要神的答案就够了嘛。
God did not reveal His providence
神没有把他的隐藏的安排向我们显明
to paralyze me and keep me from doing anything
好叫我瘫痪 我啥都不用干了, 反正神都预定了,
In fact, it is the knowledge of God's sovereignty
其实正因为神掌管主宰万有, 祂预定了一切,
that has empowered evangelism and world missions
使我们的传福音和差传更加有能力。
John chapter 10,
约翰福音第十章,
verse 16,
第16节,
was William Carey's verse.
是William Carey, 是世界宣教之父, 现代宣教之父最喜欢的一段经文。
Did you read it already?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I'm just explaining who William Carey is.
Oh, okay, I was going to do that.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
That's all right, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, read William Carey's verse.
Okay, 我另外有羊, 不是这圈里的。 我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群归一个牧人了。
William Carey, as you probably just heard,
William Carey 是谁呢？我刚刚解释了一点点。
As the father of modern missions,
是现代宣教之父。
He was an Englishman living in the late 17, early 1800s.
他是一个英国人，他住在17世纪、18世纪初期时。
And he believed in a God who was absolutely sovereign.
他相信一位全能的主宰，主宰万有的。
He believed in God's decree of election.
他相信神预定的拣选。
And yet he had a burden to go from England to India.
但是他有一个负担，要从英国到印度去传福音。
To translate the scriptures.
把圣经翻译成印度文。
And to evangelize the Hindus.
然后传福音给印度人。
John 10:16 was his verse.
约翰福音十章十六节就是他最喜欢的一节经文。
He concluded that because Jesus said.
哦，他做了这样结论，因为耶稣这么说了。
I have other sheep which are not of this fold.
我另外有羊不是这个圈里的。
That there were those in India who were of Jesus' sheep.
所以他相信在印度一定有耶稣的羊。
And they needed to be brought in.
他们必须被领进来。
And so William Carey goes to India.
所以 William Carey 到印度去。
And suffers hardship for 7-8 years without a convert.
他七八年头的七八年一个信徒一个人都没有信耶稣的，他受了很多的苦。
He learned the language.
他学会印度文。
Translated scripture.
翻译了圣经。
Preached the gospel.
传福音给他们。
And after 7 years, no converts.
过了七年，连一个人都不信他。
Would you be discouraged?
你会不会灰心啊？
Would you wonder whether or not you're doing God's will?
你会不会怀疑我是不是在神的旨意中呢？
William Carey was absolutely unswerving.
但是 William Carey 是完全不改动，他坚定不移。
Because he knew that Jesus had sheep in India.
因为他知道耶稣在印度一定有他的羊。
Divine providence didn't paralyze him.
所以神的谕旨并没有使他瘫痪掉。
It empowered him.
相反的，使他更加得。
It empowered him to endure.
使他更加能够忍耐。
It empowered him to suffer hardship.
使他更加能够忍辱负重。
And God used William Carey to break India wide open with the gospel.
所以神就使用 William Carey 使印度向福音的门敞开。
The same could be said of Adoniram Judson.
同样的可以说到另外一个传宣教士。
He went to Burma.
他去了 Burma， 就是缅甸。
He believed the same thing.
他也相信神的永恒谕旨。
You could argue the same for Hudson Taylor.
戴德生也是如此。
And many other missionaries.
许多的传教士都相信神的主权的拣选、预定。
It's what sustained the Apostle Paul.
这也是什么使使徒保罗在患难中得力的。
Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。Should I read it or yeah? Too long. Okay, 我们一起读。希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候，保罗为道迫切，向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。他们既抗拒毁谤，保罗就抖着衣裳说：“你们的罪，头上归到自己你们头上，与我无干。从今以后，我要往外邦人那里去。”于是离开那里，到了一个人家中。这人名叫提多尤士都，是敬拜神的。他的家靠近会堂，管会堂的基利斯布和全家都信了主，还有许多哥林多人听了就相信受洗。夜间主在异象中对保罗说：“不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，我与你同在，必没有人下手害你，因为在这城里我有许多的百姓。”保罗在那里留了，住了一年零六个月，将神的道教训他们。Okay.
Amen. Corinth was a scary city.
这哥林多是一个很吓人的城市啊。
One New Testament scholar describes it as the Las Vegas of ancient world.
有一个新约的学者说这是就是这个古代的 Las Vegas.
Paul said that when he went to Corinth, he had fear and trembling.
保罗说当他去哥林多的时候，他心里头充满了惧怕、战惊。
And so Paul goes to Corinth.
所以保罗去了哥林多。
And he preaches in the synagogue.
他在犹太人的会堂传了福音。
And there were people who believed.
有人信了,
but there was going to be hardship coming in Corinth. And so the Lord gave Paul a vision. And he said, continue to preach.
神对他说,
and notice verse 10.
注意第十节啊,
for I am with you.
他说, 神说,
and no man will attack you in order to harm you. For I have many people in this city. What God is talking about is more people that have not yet come to Christ. And so Paul settles in and for the next 18 months preaches the word of God. Gathering in God's elect. And so divine providence is not meant to paralyze me in evangelism. It's meant to empower me. And so think of that person that you want to share the gospel with.
好,你要想起那个你想要传福音给的对象,那个人。
And you think to yourself, they're smarter than I am.
你自己想,哇,那个人比我聪明啊。
They may ask me questions that are too hard for me to answer.
他可能问我问题,我答不了的。
Maybe I'll put my foot in my mouth and mess things up.
也许我跟他传福音的时候,我嘴巴讲不出来,我把脚放到嘴巴里头,我不晓得讲错话怎么办呢?
I don't have the ability to persuade that person.
我没有能力说服他。
Understand, it's not up to you.
哎,你要明白,不是靠着你的口才辩论。
You're not the one who can convert anyone.
你没有能力领任何人归主。
What God wants from you
神要从你得到的是,
is faithfulness
是你的信实,
and confidence that He's the one who can do the work.
你要忠心,
and so the knowledge of God's providence
所以认识神的主权,
should give us a boldness in preaching the gospel.
应该给我们能力和胆量来传福音。
Well, what about prayer?
那么祷告呢?
People say if God's decreed all things,
人说,如果神已经预定了,凡事都预定了,
then why should I pray?
那祷告有啥用?
What difference does it make?
你祷告不祷告还不一样?
Does the Bible actually lead us to make that conclusion?
圣经是否让我们有,可以下这样的结论呢?
James chapter 5, verse 16.
雅各书第五章十六节说, 一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Think of prayer as a secondary cause.
你要认定祷告是第二因或者次因。
God's not only decreed the end,
神不仅仅定了将来的结果,
He's decreed the prayers.
他也预定了要借着祷告这个途径达到。
Charles Spurgeon has a great sermon on prayer.
斯布珍有一个有关祷告的很美好的信息。
And he pictures prayer and the decree coming together.
他把祷告和神的预定放在一块儿。And
the decree says to the prayer,
这个预定对祷告说,祈祷说,
Hail prayer, hail, you too are a decree.
祷告啊,你太伟大了啊,你也是神所预定的途径。
Your prayers are important.
你的祷告是很重要的。
God works through our prayers.
神借着我们的祷告动工。
Our prayers are not in vain.
我们的祷告不是徒然的。
And so God gives us incentive to pray boldly.
所以神给我们祷告的动机，要我们放胆地向他祈求。
And even those prayers are a part of His plan.
甚至这些祷告也是神的计划当中的途径，来达到他的目的。
What about suffering?
那么受苦呢?
Divine providence is not meant to paralyze me, it's meant to empower me.
神的护理不是要我瘫痪，乃是要我得力的。
Even in the midst of suffering.
甚至在受患难的时候。
Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29.
菲利比书第二十九节说, 因为你们蒙恩,不但得以信服基督,并要为他受苦。
And so, we know that in God's plan,
我们知道神的计划中,
our suffering is included.
也包括了我们的苦难, 患难。
We don't know why.
我们不知道为什么。
But we know that Christians suffer differently.
我们知道基督徒受苦跟别人不一样。
To actually know that your suffering is a part of God's plan.
你要知道你的受苦也是神的计划当中的一个部分。
Can empower you to bear it with grace and dignity.
这个知识让你能够在苦难当中可以欢喜而且很有尊严的有忍耐的忍受这一切苦难。
Lastly,
最后
Divine Providence is not meant to paralyze me, it's meant to comfort me.
神的护理并非要使我瘫痪乃是要使我得安慰。
In the early colonial period of America,
在美国殖民期的初期
probably the greatest American preacher and theologian to ever live,
可能那个时候最伟大的美国的神学家和传道人就是
was named Jonathan Edwards,
就是Jonathan Edward, 爱德华兹 OK.
Jonathan Edwards was responsible, was the human instrument in the Great Awakening.
爱德华兹呢是美国的大复兴神所使用的器皿和途径工具。
And all of his written works are still in print to this day.
他的写作他的作品到今天呢还可以在印刷还可以得到还可以你可以读到。
God used him in many, many ways.
神在很多方面都大大的使用了爱德华兹。
After 22 years in pastoral ministry,
他牧养了一个教会22年之后,
his church fired him.
他的教会把他赶走了。
And utterly amazing.
叫人惊讶。
And so Jonathan Edwards went to minister to the Indians.
所以爱德华兹就跑去跟印第安人传福音。
Out in the wilderness.
跑到森林里头。旷野里跟印第人、印第安人
in obscurity,
在很偏远的穷乡僻壤
and Edwards labored there humbly.
爱德华兹谦谦卑卑的在土人当中传福音
and then one day he received a letter.
有一天他收到一封信
it was from the institution that would become known as Princeton University.
Princeton or Harvard.
Princeton.
Oh, Princeton. 就是从一个就会从一个学校那个学校以后会发展成为普林斯顿大学。
And so he would go from obscurity to notoriety.
所以他会从默默无闻突然之间出人头地。
And his immediate response was, no, I shouldn't be a university president.
他的立刻的回应是我不可能做大学校长不干。
But his friends pressured him.
但是他的朋友向他施加压力劝他。
And told him that this was God's call for him.
告诉他这是神对你的呼召啊你要去做校长。
And so he left his Indian post.
所以他就离开了在印第安人当中传福音的那个角色那个岗位。
Became the president of Princeton.
成了普林斯顿大学的校长。
In the spring, he was going to have his family join him.
到了春天呢他会把他的家人一起接来跟他一起团聚做校长。
But 30 days after becoming the president of Princeton.
但是他做普林斯顿大学的校长才过了30天。
He contracted smallpox.
他就忽然患了这个叫什么 smallpox. 天花。
His throat closed up.
他的喉咙不通了。
And he died a very slow, painful death.
他就慢慢的痛苦的死掉。
Before he died,
在他临死之前,
he wrote a letter to his wife.
他写了封信给他太太。
And his wife found out that he had died.
他的太太 Sarah 发现他的丈夫死了。
His wife's name was Sarah.
他太太叫做 Sarah。
And then she wrote a letter to one of their daughters.
她就写了一封信给他们的一个女儿。
And this is what she said.
她的妻子怎么说?
What shall I say?
我该说什么呢?
A holy and good God has covered us with a dark cloud.
一个圣洁良善的神用乌云遮蔽了我们。
Oh, that we may kiss the rod.
哦，但愿我们能够亲他那管教的杖。
And lay our hands on our mouths.
然后把手放在我们的嘴上，沉默不语。
The Lord has done it. He has made me adore His goodness. That we had Him so long. But my God lives. And He has my heart. What a legacy my father and your husband, my husband and your father has left us.
Oh, 你的爸爸跟我的丈夫给我们留下了一个何等美好的遗产啊。
We are all given to God.
我们都奉献给神了。
And there I am.
我在他手里。
And love to be.
我愿意在他的怀抱中安息。
When we have a grasp on the sovereignty of God,
当我们明白了神的主权,
it comforts our hearts even in the darkest of times.
在我们人生最黑暗的片段, 使我们的心大得安慰。
We know the God who has said,
我们知道这位说, 这样说的神,
I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord.
我知道我为你所定的计划。
Plans to give you a future and a hope. It is our confidence in a good and sovereign God. That brings us comfort even in the midst of suffering. And so I want to ask you once again. Can you trust a God who would send His Son to die for you? Can you trust a God who would forgive all of your sins even though we are His enemies? Can you trust God when you don't understand what's going on in your life?
尽管你不能了解为什么这些事情发生在你生命中，你能否仍然信靠他呢？
God has not revealed to us why everything happens.
神没有显明为什么这些事情，所有的事情会发生，他没有显明。
But He has revealed to us.
但是他的确向我们显明了。
That He's in absolute control.
他主宰着万有。
And so He says, trust me.
所以他说信靠我吧。
Trust me.
信赖我。
Trust me.
信靠我。
Where else will we go?
我们除此以外要去哪儿呢?
He alone has the words of eternal life.
唯独他有永生之道。
I commend you to God.
我把你交托给神。
And to His sovereign care.
和他的主权的护理。
He is good and He does good.
他是良善的, 他所做的都尽善尽美。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank You that You're good and You do good.
天父，我们感谢你，你是美善的，你所做的都是善的。And
Father, we know that even tonight,
父，我们知道，甚至今晚,
that there are some who are going through real difficulties.
我们当中有人正在经历患难,
and some who have broken hearts.
有人心碎,
and some who are under a dark cloud.
有人在乌云之下。
Father, we pray that You would comfort them with Your truth.
主，我们求你借着你的真道使他们得安慰。
And sustain them with Your grace.
用你的恩典使他们得力量。
For Jesus' sake we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.